Display cabinet number 1, World War I. This cabinet features personal items from William Christian Schneider, including his framed photograph. He was in the 77th Division, 305th Artillery Unit in France. Originally from Massachusetts, his family settled locally. The display includes a number of his personal items, including doughboy helmet, boots — it was a muddy, cold, and miserable existence — a gas mask — there was the fear of German gas attacks — along with his satchel, shaving kit, compass, diary, and Bible. He was assigned as a cook. This seemed to be a comfortable role that would be ensuring a warm tent, hot coffee, and food. Unfortunately, a mortar landed in the kitchen tent. He was wounded and spent time in Paris recovering. There are a number of Parisian items in the display. A framed lithograph signed by President Wilson acknowledges, quote, "wounded in action," end quote. There's a small photo of Noel Norris, think Norris Canyon Road. Check out his hairdo. Trench art items are always interesting. They were likely fabricated during idle time, hurry up and wait, so typical of military service. There is a brass artillery shell with an intricately hammered image of a soldier, a brass ashtray, and belt buckle with German insignia. The rifle is an M1917 Eddystone Enfield 30-06, along with the M1903 Springfield, in this case, behind you. These were the primary weapons used by U.S. soldiers and Marines in World War I. The framed charter membership roll of the American Legion Auxiliary, post 246, from 1924, is on an adjacent wall.